Welcome, everybody. Shir number 754. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos, we're learning today L'Refuah Shleimah Avraham Ben Chaya. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the various different interruptions between making the Hamoitzi and taking the first bite, or taking the first bite and swallowing the first piece, which is what we spoke about, whether it's bread, whether it's anything at all, any type of food. Now, well, as obviously we've been working our way down the line in washing for bread, when what type of interruption could be made along the lines before the al netilas adayim, which is basically nothing. Moving along from the netilas adayim and the drying process between that and the hamaitzi, we spoke about all that. Now we're up to we made the hamaitzi. It has to do with hamaitzi because of the fact that our siman kuf samach zayin has to do with hamaitzi. But again, most of these halachas do apply hafsekas. The interruptions do apply for all the brachas. And not just brachas, berachas nenin, but also the berachas hamitzvahs, which is, okay, we'll get to that one day. Now, so I made the hamoitzi, right? We spoke about last time traveling, if one has to go from one room to another before they take the first bite. How does that work if they have to walk? Now, the question is there anything that I could talk out? I made the hamoitzi lechem in aretz, or again, any other bracha for that matter, shahakol or whatever it is that I'm eating. Is there anything that I could talk out? So the hamoitzi, it's a little bit more applicable in certain instances because a lot of times you need salt. A lot of times there's something missing for the suda, for the meal, whereby if it's just plain shahakal or just plain hadama or something like that, there's not too many interruptions that one would need for the bracha. We'll see what we mean by that. Okay, so it tells us the Shulchan Aruch, which is what we read last time. Yerchel miyad, a person makes the bracha. Make sure you eat right away. V'lo yisiach bein bracha l'achila. Don't talk out between the bracha and the eating. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us on the spot, which is something that we read last time. Sif katan lamed. Hey, so says the Mishnah Berurah that until you chew, right? And then we said to also swallow the yivlo enu, and also to swallow the first bite. Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch continues on. V'imsoch, let's say somebody spoke out. I made a hamaitzi and I spoke out. What's the halacha? What do we do? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, v'imsoch, he spoke out. Tzarech lachazor levarach. You have to remake the bracha. Finish. Case closed. You spoke out, you made the hamoitzi, now you spoke, you have to make over the bracha. So, you know, where do we draw the line with talking out? One word, two words, a sentence, do I have to schmooze? What's the story? So tell us the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Vav, Afil L'Teva Echas, even one word. You spoke out even one word, a person, mamish, would have to make over the bracha. Lefida Mishaburi. There are others who argue. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. But be it as it may, Lefida Mishaburi spoke out even one word. And we'll see in a minute when it's not in conjunction with anything going on. You spoke out a word. That's it. You have to make over the bracha. Now, it tells us that Dirshu says in ice number 23 over there, again, now we're simming Kuf Samach Zayin, Oiz 23, Davka Bishasika, only over there, we spoke about a few times, it's only over there where it's a time delay. If somebody made the Hamoitzi or any other bracha, and there's a time delay in between, until the amount of time it takes somebody to say, Shom Alecha Rabbi, those three words, so Shir, Sheyesh Shir Shel Kadei She'ilas Shalom L'Rav, then we say you do not. But the evidence, if somebody spoke out longer, I made an interruption of a time delay. I made the hamoitzi or any other bracha, and there was this time span of longer than the time it takes me to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or a little bit longer than that, right? So then, b'di'evid, you do not make over the bracha. You just continue on. But avol b'dibur, he said, but with talking out, afilu mila achas, even one word, nachshavas hefsik, it is considered a hefsik, here's the punchline, kol she'ena l'tzayrach l'achila, as long as it's not for the tzayrach of the eating. Okay, so now getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch says, v'imsach, if a person spoke out, tzarech lachzor levarach, you have to remake the bracha, even one word, the Mishnah said, ella, unless that talking out, b'devarim may inyan devarim, shemavarchim alav, unless the talking out had to do with, in conjunction with that which you're eating, with the bracha or the meal, which we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. For example, now, for example, so he gives a famous example that many people know about. He says the Shulchan Aruch further, Kigoin, and by the way, this is, in, it's Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, we said, but it's Sif Vav. I don't know if I mentioned Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so what's the example? Kogoyin Sheberech Alapas, a person made a bracha on bread. Kogoyin Shalcha, before he ate, Omar Reviyu Melech, he said, bring me salt. We forgot to bring the salt. Everybody forgot to bring the salt. I make my hamotzi. I need the salt. We'll see there are other cases also, but this is just like the standard, typical example. In general, we said a person is supposed to use salt. I make my hamotzi. I'm about to go reach for the salt to, you know, dip my challah, dip my bread in salt. It doesn't only mean on Shabbos, all the anytime. I see the salt's not there. So I'm allowed to say, bring me salt, okay? Or salt, or melech, something along those lines. Now, I do want to mention somebody, one of our wonderful B'nai Chabura did mention, and it's an important thing to keep in mind, would it be better just if I can motion with my hands somehow, just salt, you know, shaking like my fingers together, and a person will know, bring salt, or should I bedafka talk out? Obviously, it's always better if you just move your hand a little, you know, up and down, like as though you're shaking salt, and a person will know, oh yeah, the salt. So now, obviously, that's always better than actually talking out. And we want to keep in mind also, all this is b'di'evet. L'chadchila, you don't talk out at all, right? That goes without saying. L'chadchila, you make the bracha, you eat, you take the first bite, and you swallow, right? Like we spoke about. And then we spoke about the gazayas and so on. Okay. But that's l'chadchila. B'di'evet, I forgot the soul, which I do, so I'm allowed to say melech. Is it better to shake my hand? Yeah, it's always better to shake your hand. In other words, showing that I need salt. And not to talk out, obviously that is always better. Although I do want to say that the Dirshu does bring down that in, which we'll talk about also, ice number 19, he says, l'chadchila, again, all l'chadchila, one should be careful not to motion with their eyes or like to snap or whatever, you know, you want to get somebody's attention, not to do all those things. But obviously, is it better to do that than to talk out, than actually start saying words? Yeah, you know what I mean? If need be, l'chadchila, just take the bite right away. But if there's a way to do it, with motioning with your hand, so that's always better. But l'chadchila, one shouldn't do anything. Not motioning, you know, making signs with their eyes or making signs with their fingers or snapping and all these different type of things. All right, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlocha and Berachah Kol Tov.